Blog Talk Radio.
Tell you, I just had a big honkin' roast beef sandwich, so if I belch tonight, I cannot be held responsible, because real women eat meat.
Well, that's hilarious. That's okay.
But
it
was
okay.
Good.
Just, that's all that matters.
I'll try not to share my dinner with anyone.
I'm so mad. I did, and I'll just say this really quick. I did a right to know request from a local school board because I had already exposed this company that ended up backing out stupid energy behavior. And I just realized now, because for whatever reason, I just realized now that they had withheld this information until the day after the school board election, which means they could have nailed someone on their school board. I'm so mad right now.
Wow. Oh, well. Well.
Oh, sorry. I just had to get that out. I'm going to let you start because I'm so mad right now. Oh, my God. We got rid of two other school board members, which is why they probably held back, because they knew I was writing about it. And we defeated two bad school board members.
Well, you know, when you're angry, then that makes for a good show.
Oh, I'm going to pour me a glass of wine. And let's hope F-bombs stay locked away for a little bit.
Okay, so.
Why don't you start with one of your outrages of the week while I try to calm down a little from that one thing?
Well, I think we should start with the obvious outrage of the week, which is Hillary Clinton. And you know, on this show, we always, whenever we have a chance to skewer the treasonous fossilized hag, we always take it. So, I mean, did you get a load of that press conference yesterday?
I never saw the press conference. I only heard things about it. But I did hear that you couldn't handle setting up two emails on one device. Was that it? The gist of it?
Well, that's one thing. She didn't want to handle two. She didn't want to handle multiple devices, but just a few weeks ago at some conference she was at, she was saying how many devices she actually had. She has like three or four of them. And then she said that her emails were basically between she and her husband and this, that, and the other. Well, it turns out that Bill Clinton has only sent two emails in his life, and they were both when he was president.
And they were probably to Monica.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a big fat lie. But the thing that got me, and the thing that I just love, that I absolutely fell on the floor laughing about, she claimed that her server was secure because Secret Service was guarding her house.
Because they can see what's going on behind her server. Is she really that stupid, or does she think we're that stupid?
Well, apparently she thinks that hackers sneak through your kitchen to get to your computer or something.
Well, you got to remember, this is a woman who hasn't driven in decades, right?
Right. But, I mean, I mean, come on. This is the woman who wants to be president. She thinks her server is secure because the Secret Service is guarding her house.
This is the woman who is Secretary of State and who is supposed to protect Benghazi. Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
Oh, my God. And, of course,
and
she's going to state.
Well, she said that she would not be turning over her server. She's already made that clear. But we'll see about that because when you do official business from personal email, then it's no longer just your email.
Well, and that's the thing. It would be one thing if she did have her own personal email. That's fine. Everybody has that. That's what they use out of work, right? But she used all of her server and all of her personal email for her work. I'm sorry, but you don't.
Exactly.
You can't get away with that in a regular job. Never mind as Secretary of freaking State.
Right. So you don't have the right to say, well, nobody's going to take my server because I say so. You know, if it was exclusively your personal email, then you could say that. But if you're conducting official business on your personal email, then it's, you know, it's no longer your personal email.
It doesn't matter. Every single one of anything that incriminated her has probably been deleted. The
exactly.
FBI, whoever goes and finds those would have to get it from the other end. And if
the other end
was sent to an illegal place, then that would be fine as long as their country or whatever allows that. But what are the odds of countries allow that, number one? Number two, do you know how long that would take to do? She is the most disgusting and despicable freaking person that we've ever had in any type of position in this office. She's way worse than her husband.
Oh, yeah. And the thing that gets me is, and I posted about this last night, that she could stomp on puppies wearing spiked-heeled shoes on live TV, and she'd still have these smooth-brained sycophants who would vote for her and think she's great.
Oh, yeah. And well, we used to say that about Obama, too. He could murder someone on TV in front of millions of people, and these morons would still vote for him. Half the Democrats don't even like the woman.
Yeah.
But
those are the ones who want Liz Warren to run for president.
Yeah.
Who are these people? I mean, what kind of insanity do they suffer from? Think they should be committed. And I just cannot imagine. And then we had Howard Dean, and I saw this clip yesterday, and I can't remember where I saw it. He was doing an interview on MSNBC. And if you ever want to see the way liberals really think, watch them on MSNBC, because that is where their comfort zone is, so they can be themselves. But he was saying that sometimes you have to circumvent the bureaucracy in regard to Hillary Clinton. And this is the guy who wants to impose more bureaucracy on those of us who are the riffraff. But the ruling class should be able to circumvent the bureaucracy.
He did not really say that.
Yes, he did.
Wow.
So, Google that. You'll find it.
So, let me get this straight. So if we decide we want to circumvent the bureaucracy by not paying our taxes or lying maybe or not reporting. No, that's even better. Not reporting certain income, that's okay with them? Because it's the same thing.
Yeah, well, no, you wouldn't be able to do that because you're just the rabble. It's only for him and his buddies, you know, who get to do that. The rest of us are just SOL, which, for those who don't know, is called shit out of luck.
Oh, my God.
So
that
this is
so
the
bad.
Arrogance. This is the arrogance that we are dealing with these people, and they don't even care. They don't even hide it anymore. They're right out in front with it.
This is, I'm just You know, like I said, I didn't see her press her because, what, I don't watch TV, and I didn't even want to watch that hag. See her press her, but I heard about some of the stuff she said, and I'm just like, even Trey Gowdy did an interview with Greta Van Susteren, and he even was a little bit snarky and said, well, even the president, who's the busiest person in the world, has all his emails in one place where we can get them. You know, and I'm sure, well, here too, Eric Holder has secret emails.
Oh, yeah, everybody who's anybody has a secret email account because, you know, the law is whatever you want it to be these days. You know, if you're a government official, you don't even have to. You can make up the law as you go along.
The thing is, I get not having Eric Holder at DOJ. He'd probably get millions of emails a day. I get that. But do someone, you and I, say we wanted to file a right-to-know request on Eric Holder, we wouldn't even get the information because it would just be dumb stuff that he would report on that one email address. Would we even be able to know about that? I mean, come on.
Right. Oh, there's...
This is the kind of...
And the thing we have to ask ourselves now, too, is what is going on behind closed doors in the administration now that everybody's focused on Hillary? You know, how are they going to use this opportunity to jam something through? Because everybody's attention is focused on these Hillary email crap.
Well, and that's what I said, too. And the same thing with the bogus ATF banning of certain ammo. I'm thinking to myself, I know they can't do it, number one. Obama can't do it, they can't do it, Congress would have to do it, and then it would go to the Supreme, no matter what, it's going to go to the Supreme Court, right? So while they were
right.
doing that, what were they shoving behind our backs that we missed? Because the whole thing was crap.
Right. You know, and Obama was just in Atlanta here yesterday talking about how... You know, loans and it was some kind of executive order that he passed. It was going to make it the 2-year the 2-year junior college for free.
What?
You know, he thinks that junior college should be as automatic as junior high and high school. Like you go to junior high, then you go to high school, then you go to 2 years of college, you know, and I guess that should all be on the taxpayer's dime. And he's going to do it by executive order because, you know, the Congress is unnecessary, apparently.
Oh, we didn't do it yet, though, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, no, the reason he's doing that is because public education is so bad that students have to go to a 2-year college when they graduate high school before they can even get into a 4-year because they are so behind and they are so poorly taught. That's
right.
One of the reasons.
It's because
colleges
they
are extremely not valid, but there's a lot of remedial type classes that are going on in colleges because the kids aren't being taught them in public high school.
Exactly, because they're being taught this Common Core bullshit math, so they have to take remedial classes in college to learn how to do real math.
It's even before then when they were doing, I don't know what, I can't remember the name of the math. I have a lot of education activists I know, and they know all this stuff. They were teaching them, a bad math. That was even before Common Core. Now Common Core is even freaking worse.
Oh, it's horrible.
Unbelievable.
It doesn't even make sense. And my liberal sister-in-law, you know, I have a nephew who's, I think he's in sixth grade. She tries to help him with his homework, his math homework. Even she is driven up the wall by this Common Core math, and she's a liberal. And so I take every advantage, every opportunity I can to say, well, you know, this is what happens when the government is in control of these things. You know, I kind of gently prod her along.
No, exactly, and that's one of the things that is common about Common Core is it's not a partisan issue really. There's Democrats and Republicans are both against it. So it's not even that it's a partisan issue, but Democrats that are in office usually say they're for it just because that's what they're told to do by the Democrat Party. So you have their own constituents who are Democrats who voted for them saying, we don't want this, but they don't care.
Right.
And the thing, a huge problem.
You know, you also have to, here in Georgia, we have a Republican governor, but the only way that you're allowed to get into a voucher system is if your kids are in a failing school. So,
are you serious?
You know, that's the only way you're allowed school choice, if your kids are in a failing school. And he thinks it's, oh, well, that's a great plan. Look what I did for education. So I went to his Facebook page and I say, well, why can't the whole population of Georgia have school choice? You know, do that, then maybe I'll think you're great.
It's usually only Democrats that are against school choice.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, anymore, you can't tell the difference between a Republican and a Democrat. The Republicans are becoming more and more like the Democrats because they have special interests in the education system, too, and they don't want to give those up.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, school choice is the one issue, one of the few issues that all the demographics support, regardless of politics, race, gender, economic status. Most everybody supports school choice, unless you're a teacher's union goon.
Right. Or, yeah,
right.
Well, remember, when Obama first got into office, there were poor black families, who, because of school choice, were going to, I don't know if it was his daughter's school or what, but they were going to a high-end private school because of school choice, and Obama made it, or Congress made it so that they had to stop.
Right.
Can you imagine?
As soon as he got in office, they had a voucher system set up in D.C. for the failing schools, and as soon as he got in office, he put a stop to it.
Yep, they got rid of it.
So, yeah, the children.
Yeah, exactly. For the children, my ass. All these people want is the union power, because they know a lot of these, even though charter schools are public, they're not unionized usually. And other school, you know, private schools, of course they don't want kids going to, God forbid they choose a religious school. They don't want these kids going to these other schools because they know they're not usually unionized. And that's the thing. They know it takes away power from the union.
Right. They know where their bread is buttered. So.
Oh, unbelievable. So who's the next tag on our list?
well, let's see. I thought that maybe we would talk about Donna Shalala with her when she was the president of the University of Miami, and she tried to block a conservative group of four women students from forming at the university.
Oh, that's the new Clinton Foundation chief.
Yes. Yes.
Isn't she special?
Because she said that, well, there's already a college Republicans group, so we really don't need any other conservative groups. That was her rationale. And so even though the girls came back, let me see, their girls were forming a group called Advocates for Conservative Thought. I like the name of that.
Yeah.
And this was during the 2002 and 2003 school year. So they were trying to form that group as an official campus group, and she was saying that because there was already a college Republicans, that they didn't need that group. But they came back and said, well, there's various Muslim groups and Jewish groups, and, you know, and there's more than one of those, so why are we not allowed? And so eventually what they ended up doing was bringing media attention to Shalala's, you know, shenanigans.
And the pressure was what made Shalala cave. She caved to him, which is a beautiful thing.
This is the same woman. She, oh, you're right, she's a hag. I just opened it up. That's why my computer's taking forever to open up because I had so many windows open. So she, well, you know, Bill Clinton's a sexist. His wife clearly hates women because she enabled her husband to be a serial sexual assaulter. So why not this one? And then she had what's her name, Humadine, whatever, as her assistant who had was buddies with the Muslim Brotherhood, of who, of course, hate women. Oh, my
right.
God.
And let's not forget that she's also been taking donations from Muslim countries that also hate women.
Yeah, that completely violate human rights all the time. So this person
right.
was named, this person was named, wow, this person was named the head of the Clinton Foundation. She must have some goods on them.
Oh, no doubt. But, you know,
wow.
It also makes you wonder how crooked is she? You know, they want to get somebody in there that they can trust, too. She used to be head of HHS under Clinton, so they already know her well.
Oh, my good Lord. I did not even know that this is, oh, my God. Oh, my,
yeah.
Okay, I'm going to bleep myself. I got to bleep myself for 1 second. Oh, my God. I had to bleep myself and yell what I just yelled. I didn't realize that the Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea Clinton Foundation was dedicated to the global health and to improving health and wellness for women and girls.
Yes.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. I just thought, I knew it was a global foundation. I just thought they helped all people. I didn't realize it was dedicated for women and girls. Oh, my God.
Well, of course. Because men don't need help. I mean, you know.
Oh, my God. Of all people to be dedicated to improving health and wellness for women and girls. A serial sexual assaulter, his wife who enabled him, and then attacked the women who he assaulted, and then his daughter who, I just won't even go there, but whatever. She hasn't done anything so bad yet. Oh, my God.
yes.
Wow.
And they like taking money from the Saudis who don't even allow their women to drive or anything.
Honestly, Christy, this is the first time I'm seeing that. I can't believe I didn't know that before.
Well, you just learn something new every day. Learn something new every day.
I am in shock right now. I really honestly didn't know that. I just thought they helped global initiatives across the world. I didn't realize it was, oh, my God. See, people, this is what happens when I find out new things, only I did mute myself when I yelled certain things at my screen because they were that bad that I could not yell them on the radio. Wow.
I thought the Clinton Global Initiative was all about GMOs or something.
I love getting people going on GMOs against Hillary.
Oh, yeah. I like going to her page and say, remember when Hillary said she was for GMOs? Getting people all riled up.
Oh, yeah. All you got to do is write one comment. Why are you for GMOs? And they get rabid. It's hysterical.
Oh, yeah. Like
yes, people troll the Hillary Clinton page. I troll a lot of left-wing pages.
Yeah, including Jeb Bush.
What?
I like to troll Jeb Bush's page. He's a left-wing
person. Oh, I have not seen
him
yet.
Yeah, he has a page. So I go on there and I post the Hillary Clinton Liberty Medal Award ceremony on his page into the comment threads. That's always fun.
They get mad because I'll post. They made it so you can't post pictures in the comments. So I link to pictures and the picture shows up in the comments. So I like to post the one where I'm carrying, holding a sign next to the Ready for Hillary bus that says Ready for Hillary Prison 2016.
That's right.
They go mad.
It's fun, you know, it's fun to be somebody's own personal hemorrhoid.
Yeah, exactly. Other pages I just put facts and stuff like the White House, but, well, mostly. But, yeah, for the Hillary pages and stuff like that, that's just trolling. That's flat-out trolling.
It's fun. Why should the leftists have all the fun trolling? Conservatives need to start trolling more.
Hey, at least we don't send them nasty, horrifying messages in their inboxes to tell them how we really feel.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, it's only conservative men are misogynist. Maybe you ought to give the listeners some background on that little message that you got. I mean, you can sanitize it some, but.
My sister was mortified. She saw that. I'm like, I deal with that all the time. People were mortified. Okay, so let me explain. Every once in a while, I look in my other messages inbox for Facebook. And I only do it once in a while because it's usually just whatever mail. But what I find is it's usually hate mail from leftists. And a lot of it's men. And I'm called every name under the book. They say all kinds of nasty stuff. And so every time I take a look, if there's something good, I'll post it on my Facebook page for everybody to see. So I got one the other day. And I think it's because I posted on the White House page. I can't remember. But I'm not posting anything bad. You know what I mean? I'm just saying you suck, but in nicer words, and usually. And I get this message from some guy who says, you're too stupid to debate. Why don't you go back to effing your dog? And so he can do, I can't even repeat the rest. It's so nasty. Something, yeah. It was nasty, the rest of it. I can't even repeat it because it's that bad. But this is a left-wing person, and they're a guy, and they're supposed to be, oh, we love women, unless you disagree with us. And I get all kinds of nasty messages like that.
Yeah, it's almost like you would think that these people are, you would think you were insulting his mother. You know what I mean? They take it so personally that you're insulting, you know, the president or whatever cause they happen to be for or whatever, that you would think that you were insulting a member of their own family.
Yeah, and it's not even that I'm insulting while telling the truth, you know, pointing out a fact. Poverty was high, whatever. I can't remember what I posted, a few things, but it was all factual stuff with a little salt and insult. But it was geared at the White House. It wasn't geared at any individual, well, other than Obama, but it wasn't geared at this guy. I don't even know who this guy is. And that, I get that all the time. I post something geared not towards any individual typically, and then they send me emails, these private messages, telling me horrible things.
Yeah.
I've had people say, this person, they say it out loud, like where people could see. I hope your husband kills you. I hope you kill yourself or whatever. That might have been on Twitter. It was a gun control extremist. They're horrifying. I'm like, oh my God, you people are the psychos that shouldn't have guns, not anyone else.
Yeah, it's not
true. It's all the time. So,
I was disappointed because I checked my other box after you reminded me of that. And all I had was a couple of guys telling me I was hot or something. And I was like, what? I want somebody to, like, you know, get on to me and call me names.
Oh. You need to step up your game.
I know. That's what I said. I need to step up my game. Oh, I got a bunch of morons telling me, oh, you're so hot or something, you know, whatever. Get lost.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Oh, my God. So, speaking of psychos, what was your Code Pinko story? Because I always love talking about them, too.
So, Code Pinko, let me find it. Code Pinko is comparing our military to ISIS and Al-Qaeda. They sent out a tweet that says, Al-Qaeda, Taliban, ISIS, Khorasan,
How many extremist groups will we help create to feed the military-industrial complex?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And this is the problem I have with these people and any other, I don't care if you're libertarian, I don't care what the hell you are. Anyone who blames us going to Iraq for Islamic jihadism that's been going on for centuries before we even existed is a complete moron. These people are doing what they've always done.
They're a death cult. I mean, if and I've said it before, if they were to kill off all the Jews and all the Christians and all the non-Muslims, eventually they'd turn their guns on each other.
Yeah. No, exactly. Oh, my God. Who funds those crackpots?
Probably George Soros.
Yeah. Yeah, but weren't they around before him? Well, he's been around forever. He's freaking old as dirt.
Yeah, let me look at him. He looks like a stomped-on bullfrog.
He looks like a freaking skeleton that still has some... but seriously, I have to... One of these days I'll look into that, because it's like, who is funding these whack jobs?
Yeah.
And did that start... Did Cindy Shaheen or whatever start that, or was that before? Have they been around for a long time? I'm going to look it up because I don't even know.
I don't think Shaheen started them. I think she just partnered.
I think she tagged on to her, or she joined them. I put in code pink into my Google search, and it automatically put in code pinko.
Perfect.
Because I Googled it often enough. Okay, co-founder and co-director of Code Pink. Oh, my God, Howard Zinn. There we go. She was in administration for Jerry Brown and Moonbeam. Great.
Oh, God.
I'm just trying to find out when it was. Unbelievable.
Because I don't know if they were around, like, during the first Iraq War. During, like, the Kuwaiti invasion, or if they came on the scene, you know, when W got us into Iraq War.
Oh, my God, they have a page that says bashing us. Glenn Beck attacks Code Pink in 2011. Dude, you haven't even seen the stuff I said about you. I should email it to them so they can add it.
You ought to. So, will you please add this to your page?
Yes. Add me to your page so people know. That'll be funny. Oh, my God. They make the color pink look bad, if that's possible.
Yes, you know.
2002. It won't start because of Iraq. Founded in fall 2002 in an effort to forget... to prevent the U.S. war on Iraq.
There you go.
Good Lord. I love how they have a pink slip. Their background on their webpage is pink slip push. What about pink slip Obama, you stupid D-bag?
Yes. And, you know, where is that pooch-faced woman, Cindy Sheehan, now that we're starting to send military over to fight ISIS. I mean, all of a sudden, the anti-war left hear crickets.
Oh, they completely disappeared. You know, they're not in front of the White House anymore. They're not in front of Obama's house anymore. Remember, they used to go in front of George Bush's ranch. Why aren't they in front of Obama's house in Chicago? You know,
because it's okay if a Democrat does it, it's okay.
Yeah.
Only when a Republican gets us into a war, then it's a problem.
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot
they're
to open chat again.
They're a bunch of hypocrites. Well, you forgot to open the chat again.
It's only 9:35. Oops. Well, I have a good excuse. I was about to explode at someone, but no one's around. I can't explode at them yet. And you know
what's
funny?
Here.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what's funny is they're trying to pass bills in the House. Democrats are trying to, well, some Republicans too are trying to pass bills to make right to know harder. State, and I'm like, we pay for that already. We should know everything these people do, except for when they go to the bathroom, unless they bring their phone with them and they're doing business, government business, not that kind of business.
I don't want any selfies from your bathroom stall.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh. They're
well,
so awesome.
You know, we as the public allow these people to get away with this stuff because,
we talked about
it last week, because, you know, if they think they can get away with it, they will, because they know we're not paying attention or we don't care enough to say anything about it.
Right, exactly. So funny you bring that up because I wrote an article about that today. All of a sudden, someone posts something and they tag me in it, and they said, "This city is putting a bear. They were going to take a bear cat from the government, and there's been no public input. There's no publicity on it." Instantly, emailed the whole entire city council and the mayor, and I said, "I'm a reporter." Blah blah. I linked my articles in there in the email so they know. Okay, we're not going to mess with her. So I said, I just want to know, you know, this is what I was told. Can you guys, you know, fill me in? Well, apparently they had posted the agenda 5-6 days ago, right on the agenda, when the meeting was, when the public input was, which is that, you know, before they took any vote and then, or considered anything. And the Bearcat was clearly right on the agenda. So I wrote an article. I'm like, are they going to get a Bearcat? You know, it's the public, it's up to citizens to pay attention.
Right.
And someone's like, why did anybody do publicity? I'm like, because the newspaper probably doesn't care. You are
right.
The one who has to make it news. So this was actually a city council who did the right thing. But people got up in arms in it because they didn't pay attention. I'm like, it's your own fault. So, you know, pay attention. And somebody said, well, I read the paper every day and I didn't see anything. Well, do you really want to rely on mainstream media to provide your news for you? Come on.
Right. Exactly.
It just happened to me. I'm so busy following all these other things and doing all these other things throughout New Hampshire. There was just a huge uproar in my own town about the school budget, and I missed the whole thing.
You know, it's like your brain has to be on a constant swivel, get all this stuff.
It does. It absolutely does. And, you know, we go off on different topics every week. We could do this show every single day, probably 3 hours, and have brand new topics or stories every single day. And that's what they hope. But if you are concerned about your own town, which I'm not necessarily, you know, I am, but, you know, whatever. But if you are really, truly concerned about what's going on in your town, you're going to pay attention to see when the agenda comes. You know what I mean? You're going to go to the meetings. You're going to pay attention. And do something about it. You can't wait until last minute and someone else does the work and says, oh, this is happening tonight. We've got to hurry up and get there. It doesn't work that way. You have to build up publicity so you can get a ton of people there demanding that they don't take this Bearcat if they don't want it.
That's right.
I'll find out later if anything became of it. But half the people who were probably outraged on it online didn't go.
Yeah. You know, we get the government that we deserve, ultimately. And if we're not gonna pay attention, and we're gonna act completely oblivious. You know, what do you expect? You can't complain about, you know, the way that the people are treated, the arrogance of the politicians, if we continue to allow them to get away with it, and they know they can act that way because they can get away with it because they know the people don't care. So it all starts with us.
No, exactly. And, you know, I said the last line in my article today was, you can't change things if you don't show up. Plain and simple.
That's, Exactly.
You know, you have to pay attention. You have to get other people motivated and outraged, and then you all show up, and then you can make things happen. I've done it. I've seen it. I know it works. Every activist knows that it works.
Right.
So that's why people, you know, if you're really concerned about something, you'll keep paying attention to it or get an alert or something that lets you know this is going on. I need to, you know, warn all these people and get, you know, write letters to the editor and make the news, make this a story and, you know, cause trouble. Basically, you have to raise hell. That's what I say. You have to raise hell.
Right. Well, a government by the people and for the people only works if the people care enough to be involved.
Yep. Years ago, they did. I mean, you know, a long time ago, before everybody had all these distractions, television, freaking, you know, whatever. People have so many distractions, self-induced distractions for the most part, that they just don't pay attention. And it's kind of, you know, and I was one of them. I fully admit I was one of them before. Look what happened with my own town. I wasn't paying attention. I don't go on the website. I do check it to see what's coming up, but I don't do it on a regular basis to know what is really going on. And I found out, like Obama, it was in the news.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting that in this age of information where we have all kinds of information right at our fingertips, it's also the age of absolute distraction, because the distraction has increased as the access to information has increased.
Right. No, that's exactly it. And they know that. That's the thing, is they know that. And that's why they can do this stuff online. That's why they can make this big fuss about the ATF saying they're going to ban something. They know full well they can't and they're not going to ban. They know people are going to be all in a tizzy about it. Well, you know, you got to always watch what one hand is doing when the other is showing you their cards, right?
Right.
It's like the shell game. You know,
it is.
You think it's somewhere, so you focus on that one, but in reality, it's hiding somewhere else. Or whatever.
Yep.
I don't know if that's
just
right.
Like,
I don't know if that's an analogy, but I know what I'm thinking in my head.
It's like three-card Monty. And the three cards are Obama, McConnell, and Boehner.
they're all one is worse than the next.
I'm going to start calling them Monty Boehner and Monty McConnell, Monty Obama, because they're part of
like
three card Monty.
Oh, I forgot to mention. Guess who was here in New Hampshire this week?
Who's that?
Your buddy. Lindsey Graham this week.
Oh, marshmallow fluff on the crab sandwich. Awesome.
I didn't attend that.
I don't blame you. I wouldn't have either. But
You know, I like to meet a lot of some of these people, even though I've never voted for some of them. Like I'm gonna go to a thing with Donald Trump just because I want to meet him, because he is a wise ass, and I love that. But, you know, we have Cruz coming this weekend, Walker coming this weekend, but I'm not going to see Christie or Bush or, what's his face, Lindsey. No.
Exactly. Because that guy doesn't even have a prayer. I mean, you might as well run John McCain again if you're going to run Lindsey Graham.
I don't think he's really running. I can't imagine him actually running. To be honest, I mean, we already have the first gay president. We don't need him to run. You know, he can run on that, but it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So bad.
I mean, the field is just abysmal. And I keep having people ask me, well, who do you support? This, that, and the other. Well, I don't know yet. I don't know yet. I'm hanging back. I'm looking. I'm watching. I'm waiting to see. I'm listening to what everybody's saying. But I'm such a non-committal kind of person. I'm not ready to throw all my chips in on one candidate yet. So all you people, stop inviting me to Facebook groups for so-and-so candidate, because...
Yeah, they keep doing it. I'm just like, whatever. There's nothing I haven't picked a candidate yet. And I'm not going to probably until it's very close, you know?
Yeah.
And who knows if I even will then? Who knows? I have no idea what I'm going to do yet.
I might not pick a candidate until I'm driving to the polls on the way to the primary.
Yeah, right?
No.
I'm not. I just saw your thing on Glamour Shots. I'm posting mine now. I had to do it. So everybody who's listening, Chrissy posted this thing. Google search your name plus Glamour Shots and post your favorite image. So you got to do it just because it's hysterical.
I
just posted it on your
Facebook. I got Christy Turlington, so it doesn't really work that well for me. I want to see somebody with like some has a name that's just a normal name, and
yeah.
They end up getting some weird looking person.
Oh my God! I just found a better one. Holy shit! I got some really good ones, but I'm like, no, you got to find the really bad ones. That's the whole point of it. Oh my good Lord! I love doing those things. It's just so dumb. It's like fluff, you know, in between all the craziness. It's just dumb stuff.
Yeah. You know,
oh,
it would be even better if you had like a name of like a name that could be for either a guy or a girl, like Jamie or something. And you're a woman and you get some guy's picture.
Or Pat. It can be Pat. Oh my good Lord. Yeah, Pat works. My sister's name is Patty, and she gets violently angry when anyone calls her Pat because of that old SNL skit. She gets so mad at people. It kills me every time because I just laugh and laugh.
That's
oh
funny.
My God. I just saw that I crossed my newsfeed and I had to comment because, you know, I'm calm now. See, Chrissy, you helped calm me down from, because there's nothing I can do about my little right to know request right this second.
True. You kind of have to prioritize.
My state pissing me off today. And they told, I went to get my vanity plate, which they wouldn't let me get because we had a big lawsuit. So when I registered my Jeep new, they wouldn't let me get it. They said, we're not letting anyone apply right now because of this issue. I was actually on the news talking about it at our local news station. And then so I went today to get it. I'm like, oh, I want to get it. And they said, oh, you can't do it midstream. So two times I tried to give my state money. I said, here, take my money. And they said, no, thank you. I was like, are you people for real?
Yeah.
Now I get to call the DMV tomorrow to find out if that's really true and that my poor town clerk, who is a sweetheart, I actually really like her, just is clueless.
Okay. I just saw the pictures that you posted for your glamour shot. Oh, my God.
Oh. Why would I not understand? Christy, that wasn't even, like, down low. That was, like, right on the first page.
Oh,
oh, my God.
I love these women who, like, don't have a neck. They got, like, a head on top of some shoulders.
I never understood. I never did glamour shots, but I know someone who did. And they gave us a picture of their glamour shot for Christmas, and I thought they were giving us a frame because the picture was so fake. I thought it was just a fake picture, you know, that they put in frame. How bad it was. Oh, great.
There was so much fog added to the picture that you couldn't even see the person.
So bad. You're 21 kids. Sorry, my dog, I swear to God, my dog is, like, half blind, or he's intentionally ignorant. he will sometimes be like right near his toy and he won't get it. It's right there, get it. We got to talk about this one because, like, we have 10 minutes left. Holy crap. We both gave each other, sent each other this story today, which I think is hysterical. The sexism often comes with a smile study.
Oh, yeah. I love that story because it's just so laughably ridiculous. I love it.
Benevolent sexism. Attitudes towards women that are well-intentioned but perpetrate inequality.
Yeah, so like if the guy holds the door for you, he's being a sexist. Or if he treats you well or if he puts you up on a pedestal. See, here's the thing that gets me about this story. A lot of the same women who hold these views expect to be treated like a damn queen. And then when the guy tries to treat them like a queen, she calls him a sexist.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I feel bad for any guy who's dumb enough to even want to date a left-wing feminazi sexist. Well, they are sexist. I feel bad because it's like, dude, what are you thinking? You're going to be miserable. You're going to be more miserable than she is.
Yeah, he's already like submitted his balls to her. Here you are. I'm a pajama boy now.
I mean, seriously, if a guy holds a door for you, come on. I hold doors for people all the time. Does that make me a sexist if I'm holding the door open for a guy that happens to be coming in right behind me? Does that make me sexist?
No, it means you have manners.
No, Christy, it means that I am caving to patriarchal society and I am bowing down to the male species and showing that I'm weaker because I held the door open for him.
Well, you know, see, the thing about me, I don't want a man to put me on a pedestal because I have a phobia of falling. And I would ultimately end up falling off of that damn thing. So that would be bad.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to set these high expectations just to have a guy disappointed.
Right, exactly. Believe me, dude. I don't belong up there.
Really, you can open the door for me and you can buy me flowers and whatever, but just take me off that pedestal because I'm going to end up falling over on it and hitting you on the head.
Right. Plus, that just kind of creeps me out, so.
Oh, my God, that's too funny. But, yeah, I don't. You keep getting all these studies after studies that just make women look like total, utter morons. I can think of much better words, but I'm not going to say them. But they make women look stupid. They make us look stupid. I'm sick of being embarrassed by our gender.
Well, you know, ultimately, people who subscribe to the victim mentality, they're engaging in a form of self-hatred. And that's how they express it. I mean, and
right.
Seriously, the more people want to get offended by something, the more I want to offend them. If you're one of those people who's easily offended, I enjoy offending you. And I hope that you do get mad at me. Please, please get mad at me. Call me names and all that. Because if you're offended, I'll go at you. I'll hit that weak spot. That soft underbelly.
Exactly.
I'm right there.
I like arguing with feminists. And when they can't argue a point, like an adult, I tell them to get back in the kitchen and make me a sandwich because that's where they belong because they can't be the adult. I've made many a head explode using that one.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, seriously, being a victim is a choice. You choose whether or not you're going to be offended. And why would you allow somebody to have that much power over you? Because what you're doing is allowing them to have power over you. By
exactly.
Playing the victim card.
That's what they don't get. They are creating their own sisterhood of victims because they act like they're offended by every single thing. So that person, if they do one of those things you claim to be offended by, has power over you. You don't have power over them because you attack them and say, you offended me, because most people around you think you're a total idiot.
Right. So you're doing the exact opposite of empowering women when you when you want to make women out to be a victim of some imaginary sexism.
Right, exactly.
So, and, you know, I don't like the word empowerment. I've always kind of hated that word because it's always been like the liberal buzzword or whatever. You know, nobody empowers me. I decide how much power I'm going to have.
Well, actually, everybody I talk to, all women I talk to who shoot for the first time, including myself, that's the word we use. I felt empowered. So it's a much different context. But that's the only time I use that word.
Yeah. Well, I know what you mean. But it's like everybody uses it. It's so-and-so empowerment day. Insert special interest group here.
We should have Greg Gutfeld ban that word.
Yes. I don't think any word should be banned, even the most offensive ones.
Oh, no, you know what I mean. It's just a joke that he says. That word is being...
But, you know, on some college campuses, they are banning certain words. And I disagree with that. I don't think any word should be banned, even the most offensive words. Should be allowed because you know that's what freedom is.
Yeah.
And you choose whether or not to be offended by it. Be glad you live in a country where you can offend and be offended, and pray that
exactly.
It stays that way because it's turning into a country where you're not allowed to say certain things.
Right. No, exactly. You're not allowed to. You can't even freaking a little 6-year-old boy can't make a gun with his freaking fingers, for God's sake.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I mean, but you know what? That's what you get when you send your kid to a government school.
Right, exactly.
Your kid out of government school, people.
Okay, so I posted on my page that shut up, you stupid English broad. I posted on my page that yoga pants, why do women like yoga pants? Because they're comfy like jammy pants, but you can wear them in public without being labeled one of the people of Walmart. I wear yoga pants. They're not sleazy. They got bootleg freaking bottoms. They're just normal. They just look like normal, whatever. And so
yeah, I love them.
Women are saying, oh, no, you can't wear those out. Those are for home only or yoga classes.
Oh, yeah.
For real?
Sure. Is that why after work when I go to the grocery store, I see all these women at the store wearing yoga pants? I mean, come on.
Wow.
They're knit pants. They're just knit pants.
Yeah, they're just
and they cover you.
They cover you from top to bottom, and they're stretchy. They're not, oh, my God, help me. What is the difference between yoga pants and wearing a skirt? No leggings.
Or a pair of booty shorts.
Oh,
I've seen those. I've seen those in the store.
Wow.
I mean, come on, people.
I didn't expect a conservative to say those are only for shirts.
Yeah.
Well, I do have people that are uber social conservatives on my friend list, so that's okay.
Okay,
I'm not
going to
get into it.
Just get
yeah.
a grip.
Get yeah, exactly. Oh,
grip.
My God. I just thought it was a funny post. I didn't think, well, of course, guys are pigs and whatever, but they're joking. But I didn't think that anybody would be, like, offended by it.
Well, you know,
oh
people
God.
Look for reasons to be offended, and even people on the conservative side sometimes look for reasons
yeah,
to be offended.
Exactly.
We all just need to take a deep breath and just take a breath, relax, and enjoy your life. That's my advice.
Yeah. Don't worry about what I'm wearing. Worry about yourself.
That's right.
Oh my God.
If I have to see some woman who is wearing like a purple shirt and red pants, that will offend me. As a graphic designer, that will offend me.
Have you ever heard of a Red Hat Club?
Yes, I have, and I hate that club just because I hate the red and purple. Oh, it's awful. That's one of the most awful color combinations ever. Ever. Red and purple should never go together.
I've personally never done it. It's definitely something that shouldn't be worn together, but they're kind of making fun of themselves and, you know, just having fun at themselves, so whatever. But, yeah, not a color combination I think you'll see anywhere else. Maybe that's why they did it. They knew they would draw attention because no one else on the planet will wear those colors together.
You know, I mean, I just wish people would look in the mirror before they leave the house. That is all that I ask.
All you got to do is go to Walmart and see that your question is not answered correctly.
That's right. If you want to feel better about yourself, go to Walmart.
My friends and I used to joke, and we used to go to these local bars, clubs, really. They're not bars, local clubs in the town I lived in, and we used to say we loved going out because we were goddesses. Anytime we went there, we were goddesses, and we were.
Yeah, because then you could say, you know, I may not look great, but at least I don't look like that person.
Exactly. Oh, my God. That was too funny.
Good thing the show's over. It's good because we're starting to get catty.
You what?
I said it's good that the show's over because we're starting to get catty.
Yeah, we are. All right. Sorry, everybody who was listening live. You've been shut down, and we didn't say goodbye. So we're saying bye now.
Yeah, saying goodbye for the podcast. So
goodbye. Have a great week, everybody.
Have a good week. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.